Ross Drowser here at News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. Archives always available at KJJR.com. We're glad to have Senator Steve Daines, Republican from our great state of Montana, on the line with us today. Senator Daines, are we talking to you in Washington, or are you right here in your home state?
I wish I was there in my home state, but today I'm in Washington, D.C.
Well, a lot to cover today, and boy, a lot of news breaking today, too. One thing we're keeping an eye on, right above us, I don't know, we're about an hour away from the Canadian border, but ports are closing, three of them now here in the state. What do you make of this whole thing?
Well, what we're seeing here is the frustration and the concerns of the overreach of government, whether it's the Canadian government or the American government, regarding vaccine mandates. And I will tell you, Ross, I stand with all Montanans and the American people and our neighbors to the north who are fighting for freedom against these overreaching mandates. I've heard from truckers. In fact, just last month, I had a roundtable with truckers about how these mandates are going to impact their businesses. These are more disruption to the supply chain, which is already stretched. Not to mention, it adds more pressure to the inflation fires that are burning our economy. We've seen the worst inflation in 40 years. It's going to harm our small businesses. So I'm just thankful to see this protest against this overreach of government that we're seeing both in Canada and the United States.
Well, it seems to really be working. I wonder how long they can keep it up.
Well, we'll see. I'll tell you, I got such great respect for those truckers, and they've got so many Americans, millions of Americans and Canadians who are standing with them in really solidarity. Finally, they had enough. They were fed up, as so many people are. They're just questioning, where's the common sense anymore in government in terms of these policies regarding COVID? And this is not about being opposed to whether you're pro-vaccine or not. This is about being opposed to the mandates. That's the issue. Why aren't they considering natural immunity as part of what's going on right now in the battle against COVID? And it's time to move forward. It's time to get rid of these mandates. And I'm glad to see these truckers expressing their voice in protest.
Yeah, definitely. Let's talk about inflation. And while we're on that just for a few minutes, also national debt this morning, we saw the breaking news, $30 trillion for the first time, and some alarming news there. You said it, inflation, gas prices, all affecting Montanans. What do you think of this?
Yeah, well, inflation, it's the worst we've seen in 40 years. You know, Ross, I remember growing up in the Gallatin Valley there. I'm a Bozeman kid, went to kindergarten through college. I have memories of coming up to Whitefish and staying at the Viking Lodge there in Whitefish Lake. My
wow.
Norwegian cousins built that place, and we used to stay there before, of course, it became the Whitefish Lodge. So I've just you know, seen a lot in Montana over the years all across our great state. Here's reality. Inflation is a tax on Montana families, every Montana family, and sadly, those who can afford it the least feel it the most with this 40-year high level of inflation, up 7%. It's shrinking paychecks. We're already feeling the pain of this inflation crisis. We're seeing it in the gas pump. We're seeing it with groceries. Prices are skyrocketing, eating away at paychecks. I mean, gas prices are up nearly 50%. As I chat with farmers and ranchers across our state, their input costs, whether it's fuel or whether it's fertilizer, is having a big impact on their operations. And listen, we were raising this alarm back in the first part of the year. I remember having these conversations with the Federal Reserve Chairman Jay Powell at banking committee hearings, and they were saying, no, this is transitory. It's going to go away. We said, no, it's not. You can't keep pumping trillions of dollars of these massive spending bills on a purely partisan basis. Every Republican opposed this last spending bill. Every Democrat voted for it. You can't keep doing that. You can't shut down the Keystone Pipeline. You can't continue to stop the Made in America energy that's really been key to keeping oil prices lower. And it's sadly been the perfect storm here, and the American people are suffering because of it. These are directly tied to the policies coming out of the White House.
Well, I have one of our listeners that asked, what happened with the oil price drop we were supposed to get with the Strategic Oil Reserve being tapped a month and a half ago? That didn't seem to move the needle one single bit.
It was desperation by the Biden administration. They had to have some appearance that they were trying. You know, remember, the president was pleading with OPEC to increase production. They reached into our strategic petroleum reserves to try to help out the situation. That will not even move the numbers at all. The thing that would help the most is if this administration would recognize the fact that Made in America energy is a good thing. More oil, more natural gas, because peak oil consumption in the world, it won't peak for the next until probably the next 10 or 15 years. In other words, oil consumption globally will keep going up for the next 10 to 15 years.
Wow.
Why in the world does the administration want to unilaterally disarm the United States and put us at the mercies of the Middle East? Russian oil imports have doubled since Biden became our president. Doubled. We're importing oil from Russia. In fact, the amount of oil we're importing from Russia now is equivalent to the amount of oil we would have been receiving from Canada through the Keystone Pipeline.
And you're listening to Senator Steve Daines, Ross Drowser here on Focus on the Flathead. We'll be right back with part two of Focus right after this. Again, Focus on the Flathead brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hi, I saw your ad for a checking account that earns interest on my money.
Oh, yes, that's our plutonium account, and it requires $50,000 to open.
What? How am I supposed to grow my money when I can't even afford to open the account?
Introducing Kasasa, free checking, where even the smallest balance earns high yields, plus refunds on ATM fees nationwide. To find a Kasasa account near you, search K-A-S-A-S-A.
Kasasa, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
And we are back with Montana Senator Steve Daines from the great state of Montana. This is Focus on the Flathead Part 2, brought to you again by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. Let me read this headline for you. U.S. Senator Steve Daines calling on the Biden administration to reconsider its proposed blanket denial of Montana small refinery exemptions, or the SRE, under the Renewable Fuel Standard Program, as it runs counter to congressional intent under the Clean Air Act.
Well, there you go. I mean, that has a direct effect, too, on some of our smaller refineries, like the refinery the Calumet there in Great Falls is an example of that. This is where we've got to keep these refineries operating in Montana. And these, first of all, they provide great jobs with good pay and good benefits. And think about what these refineries are producing. They're producing fuel. And we need more of it. It's supply and demand. The more we have, the better chance we have the prices won't go up. But when you have a president that's anti-Made in America energy, and I'm not opposed to renewables. I just want to see balance, a balanced energy portfolio. And you're not going to be able to run this country on windmills and solar panels. You've got to have a balance here. In fact, we've got the left. We've got people here in Washington that want to breach our dams.
Yeah.
It's getting to the point now where this ideology is dangerous, and this is the fight we have right now in Washington to protect our Montana way of life and not allow these radicals to take control.
Well, Senator Daines, a lot of Montanans thank you for making waves out there in Washington. You introduced a Senate bill to prevent illegal immigrants from boarding planes with arrest warrants. How did that come out? Did anything happen with that?
Ross, I mean, you almost wonder if we're having like a conversation about Babylon Bee and satire here. I mean, literally, I mean, so I'll say this slowly so the folks understand. The Biden administration is allowing illegal immigrants to present an arrest warrant, their own arrest warrant, as a form of identification to board an airplane. In other words, go through TSA. When I go through TSA each week to fly back to D.C. and then to fly back to Montana, I present my Montana driver's license. Biden administration says if you're an illegal immigrant, because, of course, you don't have an ID because you're here illegally, you can present your own arrest warrant as a form of ID to get on a plane, where oftentimes these flights are paid for by the taxpayer. It's outrageous, Ross. And we introduced this bill. It got a lot of national attention yesterday. I think it was, I know it was on FoxNews.com and so forth for a while yesterday, because we want to make sure the American people see some of these absolute crazy things exposed the administration is doing here, because it violates all sense of the rule of law and common sense.
Well, I've got some good news for you this morning. We're talking about all the things wrong with Washington, but how about the record number of Montana residents working now. And the state's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate, 14-year low in October. This according to the governor's office. And I knew you guys all in Montana politics had a lot to do with this. So I'm going to say congratulations on all of you guys that had something to do with this.
I'm very proud of Governor Gianforte. As many Montanans know, Greg Gianforte and I worked together in the software business in Montana, building a world-class, made-in-Montana software company. We created 500 jobs, good high-paying jobs in Montana, and had a successful business there. And I've known Greg a long time. I'm so glad he's our governor. He understands what it means to create jobs, what it means to get higher wages, what it means to protect our Montana way of life. And we had a 2.5% unemployment rate. We've never seen that before. All-time record. So congratulations to the governor. And I'll tell you what, we need to find ways to keep more Montanans that grow up here in our state. As Greg has said, and I've said as well, one of our biggest exports has been our children. We export our wheat, we export our beef, which is great, but we don't want to keep exporting our kids if they want to stay here and work. And as a father of four Montana kids and now three grandchildren, I want to make sure our kids have opportunities to stay in the state that they love so much and don't have to move to the West Coast to find a good job.
I was hoping that the outcome of this would be less of the employee shortage that we've been working through here in Montana. You think that's going to happen? That's got to help.
Yeah, well, and I tell you, the challenge that I hear as I travel around the state, and I work to get to each one of Montana's 56 counties frequently, is our employers now are getting to the point they're having a hard time filling some of the jobs. And, some of that was due to the fact that there were bad policies coming from Washington that created incentives to stay home and not go back to work. And I was proud of Greg Gianforte, who stepped up and said, no more of that. And he was the first governor to stop some of these federal unemployment benefits that were creating incentives to stay home. In other words, you could make more money being at home than going to work. Greg said, enough of that. And 21 governors, by the way, followed Governor Gianforte's lead. So I'm glad to see Montana leading on common sense, and we all know we need more of that right now in our country.
Well, Senator Daines, thanks for your time today. We're going to let you go, but we do want to thank you for taking the time out and talking to us today and get us all caught up on what's happening in Washington and right here in Montana, and job well done.
Hey, Ross, thanks so much.
You are so welcome, Senator Daines, and you're welcome back on the show at any time. This has been Focus on the Flathead. Thanks for tuning into News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. Focus on the Flathead is brought to you weekly by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. Our archives always available for anytime listening at KJJR.com. Have a great weekend. This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR.